单元十九。
Our reputation for engineering excellence has created a sound base for our future business. The Holset turbocharger is an intrinsic part of the modern diesel engine, delivering efficient combustion and high levels of power density reliably, mile after mile, hour after hour. We are clearly focused on the heavy-duty turbocharger market, thereby committing our engineering resources to the specific product requirements of this key market sector. With our continued investment in technology, people, and facilities, the future of Holset has never looked so bright. We will continue to bring you integrated air handling solutions to the demanding requirements of tomorrow's medium and heavy duty diesel engines and beyond. We pride ourselves on our industry leading standards of customer care. Our worldwide after sales activities are operated through a separate division known as Holset Service. Wherever you are in the world, we will provide you with a comprehensive range of replacement turbochargers and spare parts. Our service and distribution centres in the UK, Holland, Brazil and the USA supply 170 distributors in 70 countries and are supported by the latest integrated computer systems for planning and controlling inventory. The network's technical capability and impressively fast response ensures the maximum uptime to keep our turbos and your engines running and running. Holset recognises the link between a skilled, trained and motivated workforce and the company's overall performance. In all areas of our activity, new products, manufacturing systems, technology, customer service and even our local communities, it is Holset people who make the difference. In encouraging these attitudes, Holset people can expect 5% of their time with the company to be spent on training. We provide the best working conditions, buildings and facilities. Our system of team-based working is designed to bring out the best in our people, in whose minds and hands the next generation of turbocharger technology will ultimately take shape. Holset has a proven track record in delivering outstanding technology solutions and bringing innovation to the turbocharger place. Our turbocharger specialists pursue an in-depth understanding of the fundamental elements that combine to produce world-class turbochargers. This expertise, coupled with our comprehensive design criteria and development resources, combine to create definitive turbocharger solutions. Since 1973, Holset has been owned by Cummins Inc. of Indiana, USA, the world's largest producer of heavy-duty diesel engines. Backed by the resources of Cummins Inc., Holset turbochargers can invest in technology, people, and facilities to bring turbocharger technology to the marketplace. To support the growing Chinese market, in February 1996, Wuxi Holset was established. This is a joint venture between Holset Turbochargers and Wuxi Power Engineering Co. Ltd. Wuxi Holset enjoys a leading position in MR turbos in the Chinese turbocharger market and serve an extensive customer base, including leading Chinese truck manufacturers. They also have a strong and growing presence in the aftermarket. Holset turbochargers aim to improve the quality of life in local communities through donations, supporting activities of our employees, business community partnerships, and practices that encourage and support our employees in contributing their time and resources to this end. Our worldwide sites achieve this through community action committees representative of the entire workforce.
单元二十。
今天
没有机会来到这所历史悠久、享有盛誉的著名大学进行参观和演讲，我感到十分高兴。回首百年，我们两国的政治、经济、社会、法律等领域都有了符合本国实际的十分巨大的发展和变化。改革开放20多年来，中国发生了沧桑巨变。今天我想重点向各位介绍一下中国法治建设和司法改革的情况。中国的法治建设是根据中国的国情进行的。20多年来，中国为了促进改革开放和现代化建设的顺利进行，在坚持经济体制改革的同时，也进行了政治体制改革，民主法治建设也不断得到加强。人民代表大会制度是中国的根本政治制度，国家各级行政、审判、检察机关都由人民代表大会产生并对其负责。这种政治体制适合中国的国情，是中国人民的正确选择。第九届全国人大第二次会议通过了宪法修正案，把依法治国、建设社会主义法治国家的基本方略写进了宪法。这是中国法治建设进程中的一个里程碑，表明中国坚持法治的坚定立场和明确态度。20多年来，中国的立法工作取得了重要进展，全国人大及其常委会已制定了370多件法律和有关法律问题的决定，中央政府制定了800多件全国性行政法规，地方人大制定了7000多件地方性法规。为了建设社会主义市场经济体制，中国先后制定了公司法、担保法、票据法、证券法、合同法、个人独资企业法等法律。为了发展社会主义民主政治，维护公民合法权益，修改了刑事法、刑事诉讼法、村民委员会组织法，与此同时制定了行政复议法等。最高人民法院制定了大量的诉讼程序方面的司法解释，这些制度的制定与实施是中国司法改革进程的重要成果。总的来说，以宪法为基础的社会主义法律体系的框架已初步形成。按照依法治国的方略，中国有信心到2010年形成有中国特色的社会主义法律体系。中国是个多法域国家，香港、澳门回归后，中国成功实行了一国两制，内地实行社会主义制度，而香港和澳门继续实行原有的社会制度、经济制度和生活方式，原有的法律制度也基本未变，这就出现了世界上其他国家没有的一种独特法律现象。为了避免发生法律冲突，中国内地与香港、澳门制定了一套解决一国之内因法律不同而产生的法律冲突的规则。这些努力促进了两地之间司法方面的联系与协作，促进了一国两制、港人治港、澳人治澳方针的施行。
单元21， Welcome to Aylesbury Street. We are delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you this morning regarding some of the practical legal issues that we have come across on rail projects. We hope that this session can stimulate some useful discussions, which we can continue over lunch, to which we have invited a number of our railway industry associates from differing businesses and organisations. Masons and Rail. As a leading international construction and engineering law firm, Masons has a long and active involvement in providing advice to and working with members of the railway industry. Projects with which we have been associated include Hong Kong. We have provided advice to KCRC over many years, including advice on the development of the light rail scheme in the New Territories. The Channel Tunnel. We acted as advisor to the TML Consortium regarding a wide range of issues arising from the construction of what is probably the greatest European civil engineering project of the last century. Malaysia. We have acted for the sponsors of the Kuala Lumpur Light Railway System and associated infrastructure. Singapore. We worked with the contractor for the MRT system. South Africa. We are currently working with the government of the Gauteng Johannesburg province in relation to the procurement of a new rail network using private-public partnership methods. UK. We are perhaps the preeminent law firm in the light rail sector, having acted for the concession company on the Arrow Light Rail project in Nottingham in the Midlands, which is the first such scheme to reach financial close under the UK government's private finance initiative, and we are currently active on the four other light rail schemes that have gone out to bidders. Masons lawyers were involved in advising contractors on the major Jubilee line extension of the London Underground, and we are currently advising on aspects of the LUL PPP scheme. Europe. Masons has worked on projects throughout Europe. We have acted for bankers in relation to the Barcelona Metro, provided advice on private rail franchises in Scandinavia, and are currently acting for the Irish government's Railway Procurement Agency in the procurement of a metro system for Dublin. Rail opportunities. As I'm sure that you are aware, these are very exciting times for those of us who work on rail projects. For example, in the United Kingdom, the government has announced that it proposes to invest £6 billion in the rail sector over the next 10 years. In many countries, much of the infrastructure that is being used dates back to the end of the 19th and early 20th centuries and needs replacing. There are many projects underway at present in the United Kingdom and further afield to update outdated technology in the field of signalling and control systems, track geometry, rolling stock, and so on. In the wider context, the demand to reduce the harmful environmental effects of private vehicle use is leading to demands for a modal shift to public transportation, and we are seeing increasing numbers of schemes being drawn up for light rail systems, tramways, guided buses, and metros. Rail challenges. From both a technological and legal perspective, rail projects can produce bigger challenges than almost any other type of infrastructure projects. For the next hour or so, my partner, John Hart, will be speaking about particular issues that they see as fundamental, including funding and financing aspects of rail projects, as well as design, construction, and some operational issues. There will also be time for questions.
随着法治建设的不断加强，中国法院各项工作也在不断改进和加强。人民法院在国家的社会生活中日益发挥着重要的作用，重视履行宪法和法律赋予的职责，打击严重刑事犯罪，保证人民安居乐业，为国家经济建设创造良好的社会环境，依法惩处破坏市场经济秩序的犯罪。人民法院维护市场经济秩序，坚决打击贪污贿赂犯罪，惩治腐败，依法审理民事、经济、行政案件，调节经济关系，化解社会矛盾，维护社会正义。人民法院对各种社会矛盾和纠纷的依法公正裁判，成为经济发展和社会生活中不可或缺的一个重要环节。中国颁布实施法官法，是中国法治建设中的一件大事。法官法第一次确立了中国法官的地位和职责，明确了法官的权利和义务，规定了有关法官的各项管理原则和制度，为建立和完善中国的法官制度奠定了基础。中国最高人民法院按照国家关于推进司法改革的要求，以宪法和诉讼法等法律为依据，加大了司法改革的步伐，理顺了法院的管理体制，实行了高级人民法院统一管理、统一协调的新体制，建立完善了人民陪审员制度，实行阳光下的审判。全国法官取消过去的制服，开庭时身着红色前襟配有装饰性黄色领口的黑色法袍，体现了人民法官职业的时代特点，反映出中国民主法治建设的进步。最高人民法院公布了司法救助的规定，标志着中国司法救助制度从雏形走向完善。这些司法改革的重大步骤对中国民主法治进程具有积极的作用。经过努力，我们有信心建设一个更加公正、更加廉洁、更加高效、更加文明、具有中国特色的社会主义审判机制和组织体系。中国的历程充分说明，法治是现代社会发展的必由之路。不实行法治，国家无以富强，人民无以幸福；不实行法治，社会难以实现长治久安。中国已经明确提出，把发展社会主义民主政治、依法治国、建设社会主义法治国家作为社会主义现代化建设的重要目标，为适应经济体制改革和现代化建设的要求，我们将继续推进政治体制改革。我们要加强民主法治建设，推进司法改革，严格执法，公正司法。中国的法治建设和司法改革充满希望。我们两国之间法律界和司法界的友好交流已经有了良好的基础。中国法律界和司法界 愿同贵国同仁一道，加强交流与合作，为促进两国友好合作关系做出新的贡献。
单元二十三。
Universal Instruments is a global electronics productivity specialist, providing innovative circuit, semiconductor, and back-end assembly technologies and equipment, integrated system solutions, and process expertise to manufacturers in every sector of the electronics industry, a subsidiary of Dover Corporation, which is listed in the New York Exchange. Universal Instruments is headquartered in Binghamton, New York.Universal Instruments is a multinational company with sales, service, product training, and parts distribution locations throughout the world. In addition, the corporation operates manufacturing facilities in both Binghamton, New York, and Shukou, China. Universal Instruments employs more than 1,100 people and operates in more than 30 countries. All Universal employees worldwide operate under a common mission.To be a global supplier of automated electronic assembly technology, equipment, and support through product innovation and enhancement of customer productivity. Universal Instruments traces its roots to the Universal Instruments and Metal Company, a safety pin manufacturer founded in 1919. Through time,The company discontinued safety pin production and made a transition to a machining and tool and die business. By controlling costs during the Great Depression, Universal continued to grow through World War II, when the company's tool and die talents were pressed to meet the needs of the state's small arms manufacturers. This work continued until the 1950s,when Universal entered the electronics assembly equipment manufacturing industry. Universal first built electronic circuit assembly equipment for through-hole components in the 1960s. In the early 1990s, Universal developed a modular platform concept and shipped its first platform-based surface mount technology machines in 1993.With an installed base of several thousand machines, Universal's GSM platform is widely accepted and has evolved into an industry standard. Today, Universal Instruments is regarded as a leading manufacturer of electronic assembly equipment. Universal Instruments offers a robust and flexible line of products to meet virtually all your circuit assembly equipment needs. Combined with our direct service and support,Universal is well positioned to be your full-line supplier. We use these products in addition to our process expertise to help you meet your challenges. Universal Instruments provides industry-leading support and services worldwide to help our customers achieve maximum efficiency and productivity. Indeed, Universal Instruments is considered to have developed and deployed.The most comprehensive service infrastructure in the industry. We combine that infrastructure with a team of skilled, dedicated employees who are committed to providing the best service possible. At Universal Instruments, we expect service to become an increasingly significant competitive differentiator as the sophistication of manufacturing processes increases.Changes in customer demographics are placing increasing demands on our global customers as new and used machines find their way into environments with inexperienced or limited support infrastructure. With this in mind, you can be sure Universal Instruments takes its service commitment very seriously. At our Technology Day roadshows,being scheduled in locations throughout the world during 2003, you can look forward to meeting members of Universal's team who are eager to help you develop an assembly solution that not only meets but surpasses your manufacturing goals. What is more, Universal experts can help solve process issues, service and training concerns, and ultimately work with you as a partner to ensure your success. Our first show will take place on Wednesday at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, Florida.
单元24，北京经济技术开发区地理位置优越，背靠首都，面向渤海，东京京杭高速公路，驱车30分钟可抵达首都国际机场，10分钟即可抵达市区，15分钟可达北京火车货运站，1个半小时可达天津新港。 开发区成立于1994年8月， 是经国务院批准的北京市唯一的国家级开发区，享有与北京市人民政府同等的项目审批权限。我们是一个具有与国际接轨的新型管理体制的经济区域。 在北京市人民政府及其开发区管理委员会的领导下， 我们充分利用国家的各项优惠政策，取得了很大成就，已经有美国、日本、德国、英国、法国、意大利、加拿大、荷兰的跨国公司前来落户。北京开发区一期15平方公里内规划合理，井井有条，东侧是高尔夫球场， 西边是凉水河，北侧为一公里宽的城市规划绿地，区内东部是工业区，西部是生活区，中部为公共建筑区。另外还有143平方公里的配套协作区，为开发区及投资商的进一步发展提供了广阔的空间。目前， 北京开发区已经形成了以制药业、信息技术、光机电一体化、新材料等为主的产业格局，局面喜人。区内共有企业963家， 投资额达35亿4000万美元， 其中三资企业269家， 世界500强企业33家， 投资总额近27亿美元， 注册资本23亿6996万美元， 内资企业共694家， 注册资本69亿9082万元人民币。 北京开发区将在今后若干年内 继续采取有力措施， 进一步改善投资环境， 培育新的优势，使其成为北京地区吸纳高新技术产业、吸纳跨国公司投资、吸纳大型骨干工业企业的乐园。北京开发区坚持走生态型开发和可持续发展的道路，我们的多项环境指标都明显地比城区好。为了确保环境质量， 我们提出以绿引资、以资养绿的发展目标，开发区内真可谓绿草成荫、鲜花盛开、空气清新、环境优雅。